Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Live 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. This top-ranked business radio broadcast features the obstacles and challenges that business owners endure on the road to success. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. TBFS Radio Network. Kevin Hunter and Dave Ford here on the Business Forum Show, and we're going to have some conversation about the Dilbert Principle. Now, this was inspired by the Sunday paper, which I just cannot get to stop being delivered to the end of my driveway.
Yeah.
One of those situations about the newspaper not wanting me to have my own way, which would be to not receive it.
Yes, of course.
But anyway, so I get the funnies in the paper, and it made me think to talk about the Dilbert Principle, because the outline of the comic, there was the boss criticizing his employee for not doing a good job in his role, and the employee comes back, Dilbert comes back by saying, well, keep in mind that you're asking me to do the job of three engineers, and the best you can do is tell me that I have a time management problem.
Yep.
So I was thinking about the Dilbert Principle, and everybody gets a laugh at that comic for a couple of different reasons. If we're an employer, we're going, yeah, the employee needed to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
If we're an employee, we're going, yeah, the employee stood up for himself and
yep.
gave it right back to him. And you think about in business, you know, how often are employers and employees able to have conversations like this without beating each other up?
Oh.
And yet having a, you know, honest discourse like that.
In most cases, never. Simply because the owner is too busy trying to run the business and put out fires, and the assumption is the employee is just not doing the job. And typically, the employee is either never being held accountable by the owner,
mm-hmm.
or always, where the owner is always jumping on their head every time they make any kind of mistake.
Mm-hmm.
So the employee is not going to speak up because I'm going to get chewed out, or I'm not going to speak up because it doesn't matter anyway.
Mm-hmm.
There's always that communication gap. I mean, I can remember one of the first clients I ever had. I was coaching them, and they had a problem with one of the front desk with their admin person that answered the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, okay, are you sure they understand what your expectations are and what they're supposed to do? I said, yep, absolutely. I've told them over and over again. I said, okay, well, humor me, and write down what they're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a simple process, they answer the phone, they're supposed to schedule an appointment, whatever it is, so write everything down. And so then because either the person can do the job or they can't do the job,
mm-hmm.
right? So she wrote everything down. She was horrified. Not only at the extent of what she was expecting this person to do, she had never verbally communicated most of that.
Mm-hmm.
Which
you were totally unshocked about.
Right, exactly. I wasn't surprised at all.
Yes.
The problem in there were at least half a dozen situation instances that the person was not either qualified to or given authority to make that decision.
Mm-hmm.
So she couldn't possibly do her job because she hadn't been trained on this, or she hadn't been given the okay or authority to do this and this. There were like six different instances in there where she was supposed to, based on a response, based on the next step, she was not authorized or qualified to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. how can she possibly do her job?
Yeah,
now,
pretty impossible.
Once they spelled it out and they put it all together, and they trained her and everything, they found out she was actually not the right employee
mm-hmm.
for the job. But now it made it really easy to replace this person and hire them with the right person, because they had the job description, they had the specifics, they had the scripts, they had everything down. Can you do the job or not?
Mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, people are not you're having a team challenge for one of three reasons: attitude,
mm-hmm.
acumen, or activity. It's mm-hmm. one of those three A's. Either they have a poor attitude, in mm-hmm. which case, can you ever change that? Not really.
Yeah,
no.
Not really.
No, if they have a bad attitude, they're going to have a bad attitude, and you can't really change that. They should go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, case in point, Kevin Love had a bad attitude for the Timberwolves, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they traded him. He's going to have a good attitude as long as they're winning, but he'll have the same attitude. Randy Moss had a bad attitude playing for the Minnesota Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
He went and played for the New England Patriots. Eventually, they got rid of him because he had a bad attitude.
Yeah, that's a big shocker.
Right.
There.
You're typically not going to change the attitude. You'll change it temporarily, but not long term. Then you have activity. Are they doing the right things? Are they taking the right steps? Do they have the right activity going on to be able to do the job? Acumen. Do they know how to do it? Do they have the skills? Have they had the training? Do they have the ability to do it?
Mm-hmm.
So it's either attitude, activity, or acumen. Now, that goes also from the owner's viewpoint. If the owner has a bad attitude, they're always going to have a bad attitude. if they don't have any idea how to be an owner, they're going to suck at being an owner.
Mm-hmm.
The activity, what are they doing? Are they being an owner or are they being a technician? Are they doing the work in the business or are they focusing on running the business?
Mm-hmm. And far more often, as we see evidence of here on the show all the time, they're working in the business and not on it.
Right.
And then they're frustrated by these other people that are working in the business as well.
Yep.
And yet they're not seeing the bigger picture.
Correct.
And you'll hear that all the time. You know, I don't have the right people here. I don't have the right team. You know, my folks aren't doing what I'm asking them to do, and they don't see the big picture. And you're almost kind of getting a little smirk on your face listening to this because you're going, well, you know, you're being a technician working in the business, working in the trenches. How can you see the big picture either?
Well, my first question usually is they can't see the big picture. Excellent. Great. What is the big picture?
Mm-hmm.
For your business, what is the big picture? If you can't immediately rattle it off, guess what? That's why the employees can't see it, because they have no idea. You talk about, well, they can't see the big picture. And the big picture that you're talking about is, well, I need to be able to do this much revenue in order to pay my bills. That's not the big picture.
Yeah. Funny how that all happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Funny how it happens. And so going back to a little bit to this Dilbert principle, so we have all these different things that are going on, and you have the boss's motivations, you have the employee's motivations. They really aren't getting things on the same table. But my whole point in talking about this was that at least there was communication. They weren't at each other's throats about it. And although maybe the boss is being a little bit harsh and ignorant about his comment, and the employee likewise is being a little brash with his communication back to the boss, nonetheless, communication is happening. And if the employer is open-minded enough to say, hey, I can accept this feedback, however they deliver it, I can accept the feedback and use it in a positive way in the organization, well, then maybe some neat things can come out of that.
Yep.
And I'll share in a moment here an experience that I even had as well, employing and trying to train people. And quickly enough, I recognized I wasn't the person to do the training. The problem actually was me.
Yeah, well, usually that's the case. When you have an employee-employer issues, it usually starts with the employer.
Yeah, but I recognize that, and I think of how many situations that I have worked for people in the past that weren't really the person to lead us around the bend. Kevin Hunter with Dave Ford here on the Business Forum Show. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned. Kevin Hunter and Dave Ford here on the Business Forum Show, and we're talking about the Dilbert Principle, and the main point in here actually is the communication that's taking place between the employer and employee. And even though the comments obviously are negative and stated in a fashion that we wouldn't necessarily in our everyday communication with each other at work, nonetheless, the fact that communication is happening is a good thing. Now, I was mentioning about training employees. And I had to learn this lesson myself years ago. I was really good when I first got out of school. I thought I wanted to be a carpenter, thought I wanted to be a contractor. But I was really good at building. I was a very good handyman. I could build almost anything from scratch. And when we got into doing a few remodel projects and things like that, I thought, you know what, I'll just bring a few employees in and they can help me. Yep. And we can really make this go like gangbusters. And but I got really frustrated with how long it would take these guys to do the same job that I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was constantly going back to him saying, no, that's not how you do that, or no, that's not how you do this, and not realizing that I was making a zillion assumptions about what I thought they ought to know. And mm-hmm. and because I could look at a given project and see how it should look when it was done, I could visualize it,
mm-hmm.
didn't even think about the fact that they maybe couldn't,
yep.
and made a million assumptions about it. And as a result, I absolutely sucked at teaching them doing anything. And then I found a gentleman who was very good in the trades, and he had the patience and the mindset and everything else to be a great teacher. Hired him, and wow, it was amazing how well things went after that.
Yep. That's a huge piece of it, is just fully understanding what your capabilities are, what mm-hmm. your skill set is, and whether or not it's the right skill set for the task that's needed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's easy when you look at, I'm in construction. I have no attention to detail. I shouldn't be putting trim up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, see, you can see right there. You can put trim around a room, and you can tell whether you suck or not at it
mm-hmm.
just by looking at it.
Yep.
Right? Well, if you're a business owner, can the business owner step back and look at their team members and go, wow, I suck at being a manager? It's not that clear. and they're not that open to, it's their business, they're running it. It's mm-hmm. easier to blame the team members.
Exactly.
And it's the same thing when you look at, you know, if I'm an employee, am I going to look at it and go, wow, I'm a horrible employee? No, I'm going to typically blame my boss.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason they typically can't have those open communications, because the employee is rarely going to admit that they're a poor employee.
Mm-hmm.
So they're always going to assume that it's the owner's fault or their boss's fault.
Mm-hmm.
The owner or the boss is typically not going to admit that they're a bad manager.
Of course not.
Or that they don't know what they're doing. So they're going to assume that it's the employees that are the idiots in the business.
Mm-hmm.
So they're coming at it from those two different viewpoints.
After all, they're the boss.
After all, they're the boss. And then it's yeah. compounded by, what do employees think about? What do employees need? Employees think about wages, raises, benefits, vacations. That's how employees think. They mm-hmm. think, you know, okay, so I'm doing this for a wage. When was the last time I got a raise? What are my benefits? When do I get vacation? That's what they think about. What do business owners think about? Business owners think about revenue, gross profits, net profits, whether I'm paying the bills or not.
Mm-hmm.
Two completely different things, and that's why they don't typically have conversations, because they're coming at it from two. It's like a Republican and a Democratic having an open, honest conversation. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
They both think each other's an idiot.
Yeah. But nonetheless, that communication does happen in some organizations,
yep, absolutely,
where the right kind of environment has been established.
Correct.
And people are able to share and say things. And they don't do it in the way that you see happening in the Dilbert comic, which, although there's many of us who would like to communicate like that,
yep.
it doesn't happen in that fashion, but nonetheless, they're able to be honest with each other and share with each other, and it's in a fashion that the problem actually gets solved.
Correct. You can have a Republican and a Democrat that can actually have a good, open, worthwhile conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really rare.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with business owners and employees.
Yeah. So how do you get there? How do you get there? Because it's a pretty significant deal when an organization accomplishes that. Like we've heard some business owners say, we've learned how to embrace the differences. Mm-hmm. They've recognized that there's value in people thinking. So you talk about how the employee looks at situations at work, how the employer looks at situations in work, and even though the boss would say the employee has a limited view, and the employee might in on the flip side of that look at the boss and say, well, they're just selfish and greedy and everything else, and that's why they don't give me what I want. Maybe they're coming at things from two different viewpoints, but nonetheless, they are seeing things from a different view, and if they come to some kind of common ground, some pretty interesting things happen yep. in the company as a result.
Typically, the first place you got to go, because everything starts with the owner, and you know, the owner is running the show,
mm-hmm.
but they're typically also the biggest problem.
Yep.
So the owner has to admit or decide things have to change.
Mm-hmm.
Then, once they admit that, then you come in and do a 360.
Mm-hmm.
And a 360 is you are going to interview, survey everybody else in the business, or as many people that have regular communications to that owner. Only right. The owner's not going to have any input on it. Typically, you can do it openly, or you can do it where it's completely blind, where you have the employees fill out surveys, answer questions, but you don't know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
So it's completely anonymous feedback,
mm-hmm.
and it's typically that's the only time you get open, honest feedback
mm-hmm.
from the employees. Once you get that, then you can address it. Now, mm-hmm. but the owner has to be open to hearing how much he sucks, because that's what he's going to hear.
Yeah.
And if the employees get the opportunity to do that, and they actually get to say what's on their mind and what they've been holding back all this time, and they don't get fired,
mm-hmm.
And maybe somebody listened, and they see a little bit of something changed, suddenly they now realize they can actually be a little more open. The business owner understands some of the challenges. He's a little bit more open, and you can start moving towards those conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, yeah, it starts, we'll do a 360 with the business, and usually what ends up happening is we do like a disc workshop, a personality workshop for
yep.
the entire business first.
Yep.
Then from there we do the 360. That usually gets the ball rolling, and then you can start having... It takes a while, but then you can start having these open, honest communications.
And, of course, it's only possible to start from the employer standpoint, because that's where it does have to start from.
Correct.
And then they have to be okay with the idea that people will communicate in maybe some unsavory fashions. But
yep.
communication is the goal, not who do we blame for
Correct.
Who said the wrong thing
Correct.
Here. So, Kevin Hunter and Dave Ford on the Business Forum Show, chatting about the Dilbert Principle. Hopefully, you can establish a good flow of communication in your organization. Thanks for joining us.
I wish I had a steady job as an employee. As a business owner, I've heard myself saying that before. We opened our business and we were on our way to living the American dream. Soon afterwards, I found myself working 75 hours a week and losing tons of money. What kind of mom was I to our three young children? Fortunately, I found Action Coach Metro-North. We were able to reduce my hours in half and increase our revenue by 252% after working with my coach. If a mom like me can do it with the help of an Action Coach, why can't you?
Reclaim your life and business and go to freeactionplan.com. Let Action Coach proven system put you on a path to achieve your goals. Kick the habit of business as usual. Go to freeactionplan.com today and schedule a free action plan session. That's freeactionplan.com. Get into action today. Let Action Coach business coaching help you. freeactionplan.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Hunter in the Business Forum Show. If you're like many other business owners and business professionals out there who are struggling to produce more leads and more customers for your business, you can likely relate to what I'm about to share with you. In the previous decade, it worked to mail out things like flyers, letters, and postcards to get people's attention. Throw in a little radio advertising or TV advertising, and the leads just seem to pour in. We all know this has changed, and this change has brought new challenges, and many companies have not found a good way to solve it. The problem is this. Over 4 million households have left daytime TV in the last few years. We also know that radio listenership has dropped by as much as 50 to 70% in many markets. And newspapers are losing readership at double-digit rates every year. When we ran marketing matrices on flyers, direct letters to clients, and postcards, none of them could produce better than a 0.068% response rate. That's less than 0.1%. The sum of these challenges leaves most companies with marketing and advertising budgets that are in the tens of thousands of dollars every month with very little to show for it. The answer is video. But spending thousands of dollars on professionally produced marketing videos can be impossible for a business to budget for. But here's the good news. You don't have to. What we've learned is that the most effective video from you to your client is actually footage you've created yourself. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't have to still look professional. That's where a video technology platform from TalkFusion Connect comes in. With packages that start at $315, $815, and $1,564, a one-time expense, you can produce high-tech video that will not only drive in clients, but significantly improve your customer responses, and also push your website up to front-page search results due to a phenomena called white labeling. Better yet, you'll get all the free advice and guidance from us that you need to kick this off successfully in your business today. After using the Connect platform on the Business Forum Show for just 1 month, our online media and other links doubled in traffic, and our visitors nearly tripled.
Video technology is where it's at, and the advantages of the Kinect platform and its white label benefits can blow up your marketing literally overnight. You can get started today by sending an email to the Business Forum Show at kevinhuntertbfs@gmail.com. Again, that's kevinhuntertbfs@gmail.com. Or visit our website and click on the link for video technology. You can also call the studio at 763-267-7260 and ask us to send you a link to get your Kinect platform working today. The number again is 763-267-7260. Don't spend another dime on marketing models that aren't working. Get started on your video platform today. Call us now, 763-267-7260. The future of your business counts on it. I'm Kevin Hunter on the Business Forum Show. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Life 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.